Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not.
Yes, we're back on the show. This is Kelly Raspberry. Kid Craddock couldn't be in the room right this minute. Mm-hmm. Kid! That's fine. I got this. I don't need Kid Craddock for nothing. All right, so we're back on the show.
Yes, we are.
And what I want to talk about, of course, is my new partnership with Houston's own Joel Osteen, the most godly man in the world, Kelly Raspberry says to you, Big Al.
Why? Weird person?
The most godly person in the world. Now, you wouldn't know anything about that with all your ungodly ways.
No.
Is he godlier than the Pope?
Because I've been given a bad reputation on this radio show as someone who is not a positive person or a positive influence.
By who?
And as you know, I'm always walking around singing that Benny Hinn song, Something Good Is Gonna Happen to You. Let's all sing it. Come on. It's going to happen.
I don't know this song.
Happen
either.
To you this very day.
There's Lil Wayne on it.
Yes. So that's why I've teamed up with Joel Osteen, and he and I have done some motivational tapes.
Really?
Both for Christians and also for people like you, Al.
Does Joel know you did this?
Christian, babe.
Joel and I have a deal, I was told.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can't let Big Al on it. He'll put Coolio in there somewhere. So, I'm proud to present to you...
Oh, there we go.
My partnership with Joel Osteen.
Okay.
That he's fully aware of.
We're the new dynamic duo of God.
Oh my. Dynamic duo of God.
Yes.
How does his wife feel about that?
She's Catwoman. I'm Robin. He's Batman and she's Catwoman. Oh. So it all works out just fine. We worked all this out. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Right. Cue the tape back there. Whatever your name is.
Shannon.
I want to talk to you today about dealing with it.
I'd rather be dead than deal with this.
It is anything that's keeping you from being your best.
Because it said on the voucher to call ahead to order a gift basket, Al.
A hot temper.
It said to call ahead.
Come on. A critical spirit.
Oh my God, you're criticizing me for something you know nothing about. It said to call ahead.
Say it like you mean it.
My voucher was $20 to spend toward a $40 popcorn gift basket.
Well,
I was calling to let them know I was coming to get my $40 gift basket.
Here's 20 right here.
When you bite your tongue and don't tell somebody off, everything on the inside is going to throw a fit.
That's how I knew they were out of business when they didn't answer the damn phone.
Saying this is not right, this is not fair, let me tell them off.
Well, you're going to criticize me and he doesn't even know.
Too many people go through life insecure. They think everyone is smarter and brighter. And
Kelly. Oh, Kelly, you're so stupid.
Kelly.
More talented, more beautiful.
Yeah, give me 20 bucks.
But can I tell you, you are someone to be celebrated?
I deserve 20 bucks for having to listen to your crap.
So,
people are going to treat you the way you present yourself.
Oh, you're right, Kelly. And you're telling me something, and I'm going to show you the thing that said I had to call ahead.
You are talented.
No.
You are smart.
No.
You are attractive.
No.
There's something great about you.
That made me so mad. I had to put up so much crap.
Still single.
No, ridiculous.
Still single.
I don't care if I'm single forever.
Give my $20 back.
I want 20 bucks.
Get in a habit of looking people in the eyes when you speak to them.
I bet I just love the fact you're going to tell me and you don't even know.
I can't believe you're going to tell me, Al.
She got the voucher. I'm going to find it.
What worked 5 years ago may not work today.
No, why?
If you're going to be successful, you have to be willing to change.
I'm not doing any of this stuff and you know I'm not.
Kelly Raspberry and Joel Osteen.
I like it.
Now, is that the only one you guys have worked on, Kelly, or are there more?
You know, it's a work in progress.
Well, I hear there's more.
Oh, like, there's more?
I don't know if it's ready for air.
Well, it's a rough track from what I'm told. Okay. Let's take a listen.
Start carrying yourself like royalty.
I am Kelly Raspberry, damn it.
No, you're not better than anyone else, but can I tell you, you're not less than anyone else?
Can you shut the door? My God!
We have to suffer through that period of not getting our way.
I'm serious. It's so freaking hot in here. And I'm not going to be the bad guy because my studio, it can't get climate control.
Every time you resist that temptation, the next time it will be a little easier.
It's ridiculous.
A little less painful.
The longer you talk, the less time I have to go get coffee. Just FYI, okay?
So she's giving Joel Osteen
a little how's your father or something. Yeah.
You really think you put us in the room together? Would I bring him down or
totally.
Would he bring me up?
Oh, Kelly, he would quit the ministry.
Who would win?
Yeah.
Oh, he would.
I think the world would explode.
He would lock eyes with you and take over your soul for sure.
You think he'd win?
Yeah.
Question.
And I should be put in the room with him.
And I'm not trying to be hurtful. I'm really not.
Then you're absolutely trying to be hurtful.
Like, no,
you're not trying to be hurtful. You wouldn't say it.
Because every single time a guy's ever preface anything like, don't take this the wrong way, it's always so incredibly offensive.
I call it a Caulfield.
But your butt looks huge in those jeans. Don't take it the wrong way.
I call it a Caulfield because I have a friend named Caulfield that always says the wrong thing. So, all right.
So you're prefacing this
Kelly,
being the wrong
thing. I don't mean this. I don't mean it's bad. Okay, it is a question. Kelly, how many therapists have you had that have either quit their practice or died during your tenure as their patient?
Well, the first one...
Quit or died.
The first one left because she had cancer. So that really, I don't think
was my
fault.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Was it stress cancer?
I don't know.
Is that what
and
she
then
said?
The second stress one, she took over her practice and then realized after about two sessions that my insurance didn't cover.
Yeah,
totally.
My insurance
after
was an
two
issue.
Sessions with you,
well,
she decided
was gonna
that.
Well, she was going to try to work it out, but the paperwork,
the
they said no, she couldn't
deal.
Make it work.
But then after meeting you, after meeting you, she didn't have the insurance.
The third one moved his practice to another city.
He moved away.
Which one died during your session?
No, he. The fourth one didn't die during my session, but he did pass away from an awful disease.
They said he was the best.
He was like Yoda.
It makes me upset because I would have gone to see him.
I think about him and I cry to this day.
I'm sorry then. I wasn't trying to be. I just know that you've you've had many therapists that are no longer there for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, like five in a row.
And don't think I haven't contemplated going back for therapy until I found out how sucky our insurance is regarding therapy now.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I don't go.
Well, that's because it's all just a bunch of hocus pocus.
Well, we used to have better insurance for a therapy, but now it's
a
lot.
She's lashing out right
now. I'm just telling you. That's why I don't go to therapy.
Personally, I'm
Shannon and I can't even buy our meds. It's so expensive.
How much are you short on the therapy?
Hundreds.
It's
I mean,
a
it's
lot.
Literally,
how
it's like, I'm going to go sit there for a minute. You know, I don't know exact dollars, but these people are like, well, she was telling me you have to meet your deductible, and your deductible is only $1 million. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah. A year.
Is there a living social deal for
no?
If we find one, you want us to get it?
Yeah. But I have, because, I mean, I need to vent, obviously. Yeah.
What's this show for?
Well, apparently for my therapy sessions.
Yeah.
Do you have any other doctor appointments?
Shut up, Al. Just leave me alone.
I'm just asking a question.
Not talking to you, Al.
I'm just asking a simple question.
How
you know, because I know you have more doctor appointments than anybody else on the show. In fact, all of us combined. So do you have any ailments or... things going
I'm
on
just
with
ready
you.
For my annual gynecological exam. If you'd like to go,
why would we want to go to that?
Probably a pap smear.
Have
would you like to? Do you like to tag along? But for my psychosomatic system.
It's
symptoms.
Funny. Al, you ask women like, "What's the worst part of the appointment?" And you think about what they go through with all the probing and the popping and the spreading and all that.
Popping,
the worst
locking.
Part.
It's me and my crazy nut self the wanting worst, my annual.
The worst part is getting weighed. Like
really?
They hate
true.
That. Yeah.
That's true.
They have to get on that scale, and they're like,
really?
you can stick that anywhere, but I'm not stepping on that scale. Not going
to
happen.
The OBGYN decided to save money and put one scale in the, like, there's a front lobby, and there's a back lobby kind of waiting area, and then all the rooms are off of that, and each room had its own scale. I guess for whatever reason decided to save money, they decided to put one scale right in the middle of the second lobby, and I said, absolutely not. I'm not it's one thing to weigh in the privacy of a room where you can get completely naked and, you know, do all that stuff, but I am not weighing in a lobby in front of people looking
naked.
At me.
Do they
naked.
Announce it afterwards like a UFC fight?
Well,
actually, there's a webcam set up on it. That's why they put it there.
No,
Kelly.
But you know, because it's by the 100 increments.
Well, you
so,
hear it go, chugoom, chugoom, chugoom.
It's 50. It's not 100.
Yes, it is.
I'm the biggest loser. Where just like,
well, the first one's 100. Then
it's
50. Then it's 50s. So we got three chikungs.
How do you know?
That's what Kelly just said.
There's three chikungs?
Chikung, chikung, chikung.
Yeah.
So that's 150?
You shut up.
I'm asking!
But I did get into a really big fight with a nurse one time.
Did you?
Not here. This is when I was really going through.
This is right about where a therapist kills herself, right here.
And I was going through. None of my therapists have killed themselves.
Whatever.
But it has happened to a friend of mine, and it's very traumatic when your therapist kills themselves. Because you're thinking,
during
you're
your
supposed
session.
To help me.
Yeah.
So anyway, not during my session. Okay. Why do you keep saying that?
I'm sorry. I wasn't allowed.
But this woman, I just went in there for something or other, and she wanted me to get on the scale. I said, no. And she, like, I said, until the doctor tells me he cannot see me without me being weighed, I'm not getting weighed.
Yeah.
And I refused to get up there. And
that's
I
just
didn't.
Part of the procedure.
You haven't been weighed in years.
It's like
I get weighed every year.
It's the pregame warm-up. Like when you go to the doctor, they take your blood pressure, you get on the scale, you do your height, you know.
But if you've never battled an eating disorder and body issues at the height of them, you no way. I'm not getting on that scale.
You haven't been weighed in years.
I was weighed last year.
at the doctor's office.
How are you ever going to find love if you won't get weighed?
What?
What does being weighed have to do with falling in love with someone?
Yeah, you're right, because wait, I'm not it. Even...
How are you ever going to find love?
I went to the doctor one time for a sore throat. And the
how
nurse...
are you ever going to find love if you don't get weighed?
Okay, that's the fourth... Is all there a right. joke?
We'll just, no, we'll just wait.
Making an Asian joke towards
we'll
JC
wait.
Or something?
We'll just wait.
Towards JC?
Yeah.
If you understand the joke, call Kelly or email
okay,
Kelly.
Okay, call everybody in this room because everybody's making funny faces.
Just because Wade has a W, so Woved?
Wove and Wave?
I'm no longer trying to explain my wacky sense of humor.
Anybody in the office?
No. I didn't get it.
Anybody?
I didn't get it.
We're
okay.
all idiots.
Kelly, you haven't been Wade in forever. How are you ever going to find love?
Okay, laid. Okay, I get it now. Thanks.
Get it?
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Don't you blame that on the audience.
There should be some sort of test you have to take for your work here.
That's what I think.
Yeah, it's all our fault.
Yeah.
That's going to be the question. If you don't get that one right, you're out.
But, Jenna, I went to the doctor one time for a sore throat, and the nurse came in. They do the pre-screening with the blood pressure and stuff. She told me to take off my panties and all that and get it in the stirrups. I said, my throat is sore. You are not going down there.
Well, that's how you get into the throat area.
Yeah, I mean, it's safer
that's
that
how
way.
I get there.
It's a gateway.
Yeah. And I refuse to do that, too. Because when, you know
what
you have that
doctor
kind of...
doctor were you
I
at?
I know. And I was like...
That's where I've always poured the NyQuil.
When you know you're going for that kind of appointment, you take precautions and do things. No, I didn't. I fought with her on that, too, and I won.
You won.
I wasn't going to put my leg in some strip for a sore throat.
No, that's crazy.
That's
the wrong end.
Ridiculous.
It's the wrong end. Someone who would do that? Unless you're in there backwards with the hands in the stirrups, which is a weird look, unless you're at Al's apartment.
It's better than being in the stirrups and hearing, oh, my God.
You've heard that?
Yeah, don't you remember?
No.
You're Jenna from Kickstarter.
Oh.
The first person to ever recognize me not looking at my face mid-gyno exam.
Wow.
Just hearing my voice.
Yeah.
Was horrifying.
Remember the girl, Kelly, that said that the gynecologist said to her, whoa. Festive.
Festive?
Yeah.
Festive.
What does that mean?
The jazzle.
Yeah.
The jazzle jazzle.
Well, she thought she was using feminine spray and it was body glitter.
Yeah. She wanted to be all fresh for the gynecologist, so she got the spray and it was glitter. And so the gynecologist went, wow, festive.
Happy Martin.
Look at all the
through.
Little stars.
Look at the stars.
Well, can't be loved if you don't get weighed. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Damn, that was funny.
Kid Craddock in the morning.